Glory to God. Please be seated. This feels awesome, exciting. It feels like there's a million people here. When I listen to the praise and worship and the prayers and, oh my goodness. We're not that many, but it's like angels joined us this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's just like a million people kind of congregation today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. Thank you all so much. Thank you for an awesome service. All of our ministers, our pastors. Thank you. Thank you for the lovely songs. Thank you. That's just beautiful. Those are beautiful. Glory to God. I love singing about the faithfulness of God because He is really faithful. Amen. God is faithful. And I thank you so much, everyone, for all your love, your kind wishes. And thank you. Thank you. The Lord will remember you. Amen. Hallelujah. Your own season of celebration will never end. Amen. I said two, just to let you know that my own season of celebration is not ending. It's just going on and on and on. And it's like the Lord just keeps adding and just keeps multiplying and just keeps, He's truly amazing. He is an amazing God. Oh, my. What a supernatural life. Let's take our confession and then I'll see what the Lord has me say in 30 minutes, okay? Let's do it together. 2, 3, go. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits and the year of the fourth man. I am God's offspring, and in Him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God Himself. I have the seed of God in me. I produce after God's kind, and I overcome the world. I am a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a peculiar people. I am the light of the world and the salt of the earth. I represent Jesus. I speak for Jesus. I stand for Jesus. I reign with Jesus. The fourth man will be with me in the fire. What happens to ordinary people may happen to me, but I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a God to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stones to glory testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. The king's shout is within me, and the lion's roar is rolling out of me. I raise the roof with my praise. I cry out and shout for joy. The greatest one lives here. I am feeding and reigning at a higher level. I have spiritual jurisdiction here. I take authority over this. Peace be still in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. This is my year of covenant release. I am undercover. No satanic plan against me, no divination against my household will ever prevail. In due season, and even now, the world will proclaim what wonders God has done for them. I am shielded and protected from every misfortune. I am undercover. The evil viper released into the world in these last days will not touch me. I am undercover. I am inoculated and vaccinated with a booster shot of the covenant. I am undercover. I am prospered, protected, and preserved in the ark. I am undercover. I shake the viper into the fire of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I am undercover in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2024 is my year of uncommon provision. I am blessed in all things. Jehovah Jireh will see to it. I am finding favor in unexpected places, and I see the ram caught in a thicket. The barrel of meal shall not waste, and the cruse of oil shall not fail until the Lord sends rain upon the earth. God is sending rain on my field, and there shall be showers of blessings. I am one with God, and I possess what God possesses. I have the spirit of adoption. He is my father, and I am a joint heir with Christ. I have real estate in heaven, and I have real estate on the earth. I lift my hand up to El Elyon, the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth. My God has made me rich. This will be a year of broken boundaries and unlimited reach. The boundaries are broken and the limits are off. See, God has given me the cities, and the walls of Jericho are falling. Hallelujah. Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, all things, everything is possible. Kayo de Tadeshe, I prophesy over you today. Your dwellings are lovely and your homes are beautiful. You will spread out like rivers, like gardens by a river, like sweet-smelling aloes that the Lord himself planted, and like strong cedar trees by the waters. You will pour water out of your own buckets and have your own channels of rich blessing and plenty. Your offspring will dwell by many waters, and your life and legacy will be exalted and established. The God who brought you out of captivity has the strength of a wild bull, and he will destroy your adversaries and crush their bones. You are like a lion who couches in rest after winning the victory, and who dares disturb you. Blessed of the Lord is anyone who blesses you, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2024 is my year of God-class exploits, and this is the year of the fourth man. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and hallelujah. Glory to God. Go with me quickly. Let's go to Acts chapter 28. There is no other way that the Lord has ordained for children of God to live than the supernatural way. The supernatural life is a real thing. Somebody say that with me. The supernatural life is a real thing. I know that sometimes believers, many of us, preachers, pastors, myself included, many times we over-spiritualize things. Sometimes we don't make it clear to people the distinction that exists in our life experiences. The fact that sometimes, even though we live in a real world, a real natural world, and we have natural, real-time, real-life, real-world experiences, we don't make it clear enough to people that there is a higher way to live, even though most of the time we have to live a natural life. We live in this world. We're not spirits as in, like, we're not angels. We're spirit beings. We have a soul, but we live in a natural body. We live in a natural world. Our lived experience is real. And I think sometimes we fail to help people understand that natural life is real. However, the supernatural life is available to every one of us, and we must live that supernatural life. I think sometimes we don't do a good enough job of making that clear. The supernatural life is the life that God has prepared. So as we walk through these natural experiences, there is a supernatural. What does super mean? Super means above. It means higher. So there is our natural life, but then there is a higher life. above this natural life. You go to sleep every day. You eat, some of you, 3 square meals, some of you, 2, some of you, 1 round meal, some 5 meals. God bless you. However many you eat, you live a natural life, a real natural life. Amen. You. I mean, you, when we see you, we know you are a human being. I mean, all of us, right? We take the time to make sure we look good. Look how good you all look this morning, right? We look, you know, we dress up, we pick our nice clothes, we, you know, we look in the mirror, we fix our hair. Those of you who are ladies and, you know, we put our makeup on, men, we make sure, you know, we groom and whatever, we look good. Angels don't do that. Angels don't do that. We live in a natural world, right? You get bills, you pay them. Angels don't have bills. We live in a home. You have to cut your grass. You have to mow your lawn, clean. Yeah, hopefully you clean. It's silent in this house. Glory to God. I hope you guys clean your homes. We live in a natural world. But there is a life that is higher that we are also called to live. We cannot, our entire existence on this earth cannot be limited to a natural existence. If it is, we will not make it. We won't make it. There is a higher life. There is a higher place. There is a realm out there that most human beings do not encounter. But it exists. It's a real thing. The supernatural experience is real. There is a God in heaven, the Father of all flesh, the Father of all spirits, who is our Father. He's not a natural God. You can't contact him through natural means. In order to contact God, you have to step up to that higher life. That's why many times people don't know how to pray. They know prayers are not answered. They don't know how to live a sound Christian life. I mean, you just look at a lot of this is political season. So look at a lot of our rallies, political rallies. Right? I mean, the truth of the matter is in many of those rallies, a lot of natural people are there. A number of people, a few of them maybe, understand the supernatural life. But when you listen to a lot of things that are said in the rallies, when you observe the reactions of most of the people that are in the political rallies, you know people don't know God. They have no idea who God is. Although some of them are actually spouting religious things. Some of them have a religious facade. They have lingo. They call God. They do all this stuff. And those who don't call God and try to appear like they are godly. But you hear the things that are coming out of their mouth. You know they don't know God. So that is a real, people are living in a real natural world and they are living a natural life. But as believers, we must live a higher life than that. So we must be different. And an ungodly person standing next to a believer cannot sound the same. They must not sound the same. They must not sound the same. There's something different about the believer. Help me, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Let's read Acts chapter 28. And when they were escaped, this is Paul and his the crew. They just had a shipwreck. Somehow the Lord had mercy on them and they survived the shipwreck. The devil wanted to sink that ship and he wanted to kill everybody on that ship because of the Christians that were there. But God sent his angel in the middle of the night to say to Saul, to say to Paul, his servant, I'm going to carry you through this shipwreck. I'm going to preserve your life. Now, the shipwreck is a natural human experience. Accidents happen. Sicknesses take place. Misfortunes happen to people. Bad things, good things, all of these are experiences of life. However, in the middle of that shipwreck, God sent his supernatural messenger to his servant in that boat. Why? Why? Because that servant, even though he was living like everybody else on that boat, he was also living a supernatural life. So you see here when he says, and when they escaped, they knew that the island was called Melita. They arrived at this island. But I want you to see that before they arrived at this island, the Lord told that his servant, who was living a supernatural life in this shipwreck, that they were going to be stranded on an island. He told him. Nobody else on that island knew it. Excuse me, on that boat knew it. Nobody else knew what. Everybody just was, they were frantically, everybody was struggling to survive so that they would not die in that disaster. But there was one person there. What was the difference between this one person and all the other people that were struggling to stay alive in this shipwreck? There was only one difference. Everybody else only knew how to live a natural life. One person on that boat knew how to live a supernatural life. I want you to understand this. The experience everybody had on that boat can be likened to the experiences that we have on this earth. All of us. Human beings, we are all caught together. All of us. We are caught up together in similar situations. If you live in the United States of America, we are all in the United States of America. There isn't a heavenly United States and an earthly United States. Whatever happens to one happens to most people. We just came out of Hurricane Helen, right? So sad. So much pain and so much loss of life. And our hearts go out to all of the people. But if you lived in those areas, everybody was trying to survive at the same time. We are all caught up in this natural environment. But my friends, God has a special arrangement and a special preparation for his children who live a supernatural life. This is why we cannot allow ourselves to be confined to what we can feel, what we can see, what we can touch. You see what that confession says? I think it's the very first paragraph, actually. That 2024 confession, I can't get enough of it. I think it's the very first paragraph. I am God's offspring, and in him I live and move and have my being. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. Look at that. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am a supernatural, extraordinary being born of the seed of God himself. Further down there, he says, with that paragraph that talks about the fourth man, what happens to ordinary people may happen to me. But what would happen? I will have supernatural outcomes. The fourth man has made me a god to the natural elements of this world. Situations ordinary people cannot survive will become my stepping stones to glory testimonies in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, yes, we live in this natural world. It is awesome. What a blessing to live in this natural world, to be blessed with the gift of life and all the other things that come with it. That's our real experience. But my friends, there is a place that is higher than this natural place. We must live every day with that consciousness that we are not ordinary. We are not ordinary. So I was talking about that shipwreck and they arrived at Mount Melita. I was trying to show you that before they actually got there, the Lord actually sent this message to his servant Paul on that boat. So if you back up to Acts chapter 27, this is going to be a very sandwich message, okay? So bear with me that I'm going to close and you may say you haven't said much. Yes, I'll continue next week. The Lord will help us. Amen. Look at this now. In Acts chapter 27 and verse 18, he said, "And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest." This was the storm. Notice he says we. Who is we? Everybody on the boat. The people, other people who were living a natural life were not tossed by the tempest. And then Paul, who knew the natural, supernatural life, somehow he was not affected by the shaking of the boat. No, he was. They were all being tossed. Right? And then they lightened the ship. Why they lightened the ship? It was the right thing to do. It was common sense. Some things in life are common sense. Just the fact that we are called to live a supernatural life does not mean we should throw away common sense. Common sense is essential. Amen. If you are walking and you are about to cross the road and you see a car coming, it's a pedestrian, whatever, crossing, and there's a car coming and it doesn't stop. This happens a lot in New York, right? The car does not stop. It's supposed to stop, but it doesn't stop, and there are no lights. Eh? But you know, you have a right of way. And you see that car coming. You better use your common sense. You better don't say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, he stops. No, no, no. You better use your common sense and stop and let the crazy driver pass. Some things in life require common sense. If it's cold out there, you better put on a coat. Don't say, in the name of Jesus, I don't have a cold. I'm a supernatural being. No, yes, you are a supernatural being, but you live on this natural earth. You better wear a coat. Amen. You better get a job. Don't say, in the name of Jesus, all my needs are met. All my bills are paid. Yes, yes, they are. But you better get a job because God needs you to have a seed. And your seed is what God multiplies. Your job is your seed. Where it becomes very difficult, thank God, thank you, Pastor Tinu, for that excellent offering message this morning. Thank you. Where it becomes very difficult for most people is they don't know where to draw the line between common sense and supernatural sense. That's where it becomes hard. You see people that are very intellectual. That's a good thing. To study, to be educated, to whatever your dreams are, whatever your goals, to get that. Be well educated, be skillful. That's good. That's all part of living in this natural world where it becomes very difficult for many people who are intellectual is they don't know where to draw the line between what their intellectual head is telling them and where what the supernatural is requiring of them. You heard a message on the tithing this morning. If you are very, very well skilled and you are adept, if you have a lot of good knowledge, tithing does not make sense. It doesn't. Most of you are tithers. You look through your bills. You look through your accounts. It doesn't make sense to take the first tenth or whatever that is and say, even though I have a lot of things that are pending, there are a lot of things I really want to take care of, there are a lot of things that I'm obligated to, I'm going to take that and give it to the Lord. It doesn't make sense. That does not make sense. That is why the supernatural life is very difficult. for many people to live in. See, because on one hand, you have a group of people who want to act as though, in order for you to live a supernatural life, you have to throw away your common sense. But God didn't say that. We live in a natural world. Why is it that in this storm, this boat was being tossed with a tempest? And what they did was they started throwing everything out to lighten the boat so the boat does not sink. God didn't tell them to do that. Common sense told them to do that. There is a place for common. In relationships, there is a place for common sense. You know, people say, yeah, my relationships, but yes, it is supernatural. You are supposed to operate your relationships by the principles of the Word of God. However, it's a real natural relationship. And you are supposed to conduct it by principles that make relationships work. And there are principles that make relationships work. Whatever kind of relationship, whether it's spouse, whether it's friends, whether it's parents, children, parents, or whatever, business partners, ministry, relationships, there is something that makes relationships work. Why were they throwing all these things out? Because they knew that was the right thing to do. However, listen to this now. They lightened the ship in verse 18. In verse 19, and the third day, we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. They were still operating by common sense. Verse 20, and when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Verse 21. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them. And he said, sirs, you should have hearkened to me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and this loss. Why did they not hearken to him at the beginning of this voyage? Common sense. They observed the weather. They listened to all the professionals. They listened to the owner of the boat. You can go read it. It's right there in Acts chapter 20. I just don't have time. I want to make this a sandwich message. And I think there's only one thing the Lord has me saying this morning. So I'll say it and quit. They looked at everything in the natural. Everything in the natural. They checked everything out. They did due diligence. They listened to the experts. They listened. They did. That's why I told you what is more difficult for most people, especially people that have very well-developed minds. What is very difficult, the real hard work, is in having a very well-developed mind, but also recognizing that there is a realm that is higher than the realm of your well-developed mind. That's very difficult for most people. Now, on one hand, there's a lot of people that don't even believe we should develop those minds. That's why you have in a lot of parts of the world, disease is raging. There's corruption. They have minds, but they will not develop them. And the ones that are developed, they use the developed minds to impoverish their nations. Some of the most skilled, some of the best educated people all over the world are from some of those impoverished nations. But they will not use that education to benefit their nations. They will use it to benefit other nations and get benefits. So there are people who don't believe in the place of a well-developed mind. They have problems. Like, we're not talking about them today. The ones I'm talking about, the ones I really have serious issues with, are the ones who believe in the like, you know, you train yourself, you bless your families, you go to work, you plan the future of your children, your future, you have a good plan. You better have a good plan. You better have a good plan. You better be thinking 10 years ahead. 10 years ahead. Sometimes 15 years. Sometimes 20 years. Some says, but I do. There are many things that are not under my control. Put that plan together and put it before the Lord. That's what a vision is. What is very difficult for most people that are highly developed intellectually is to recognize there is a place for your developed mind, but there is a higher place where the supernatural operates, where God can speak to you. God can minister to you about certain things that your mind cannot understand, as developed as your mind is. God can release. See, this is why the breath of heaven, the Holy Spirit, is so awesome. This is the joy of working with the Holy Spirit every day. This is the joy of prioritizing your relationship with God, your relationship with the Holy Spirit every day. Every day. That God can release the breath of heaven to you and show you things that the world isn't seeing yet. And he can prepare you. He can get you ready. While nobody is thinking about it. That's why prophetic words are important. All these things, you know, why can't I let loose of these 2024 confessions? I can't let it go. We're almost at the end of 2024. We're still reading it every day. I had just 30 minutes to preach this morning. What would have been common sense would have, because this confession takes like 10 minutes to read. And then after you read it, you know, your mouth is dry, you need water. And if all you have is 30 minutes to preach, it's just common sense, leave it alone. Why did I not do that today? There is something about God speaking to you and preparing you for a future that nobody is ready for. This is a real thing, folks. I'm serious about it. I don't know how I can open my heart and put it before you. I've seen it. I see it every single day. This is all I do. I'm a gospel man. I'm a preacher. I'm a pastor. I'm an apostolic whatever vessel. I serve God. This is my job. When you say you walk, you do whatever work you do, my work, everything I do revolves around expanding the kingdom of God. That's my assignment. So you have to understand, I am constantly in touch with these matters. I'm not just in touch with these matters when I preach for 30 minutes on the pulpit on Sunday morning and then the rest of the week. No. And then I'm off. No. I'm constantly. And part of this work of the kingdom is observing. You teach, you minister, you receive revelation, God speaks to you, you observe. And as I observe, I tell you, a lot of what I see, a lot of the pain that people are dealing with in this world is because we don't have revelation. We don't have revelation. The Bible says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. One word from God can change your life completely. One word. Things he can prepare you for. Let's close this out. Look at what happened here. After long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, you should have hearkened to me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss." This harm and loss was not intended by God. I've observed in many people's lives, there's a lot of harm and loss. It was not intended. Many times, the reason there's harm and loss is because we're not living the supernatural life. You can't stop Satan from attacking you. What you can stop him from stealing from you. You can't stop a thief from coming to your house, but you can secure your house. You can secure your house. You can say, "You are not taking my TV. You are not taking my car. You are not taking what belongs to me." That's your assignment. But for the thief to come to your house and to steal your precious belongings, and then for you to then say, "Oh, I wish that didn't happen. Well, thank God I made it. He only stole this, but I'm alive. Praise God. Yeah, praise God, you are alive. But you know what? Those belongings, you are probably have to buy them back. You don't need that. There's a lot of harm and loss. Now, sometimes in Satan's attacking us, sometimes he's actually able to take some things away without that being a fault of ours in any way. So you have to know the difference. You have to know the difference. Because sometimes when he steals some things away, you know, he'll say to you, look, if you were that strong spiritually, how come I stole that? But if you know the difference, because you understand this supernatural life, you can say, yeah, you think you stole it. But actually what happened was that God was preparing me for double. God was for sevenfold restoration. Right? This is the plan that God has to take me to another level altogether. So what you think you stole? You think you stole it, but I have seven of it coming. I have said in just a few days, I have seven of it coming. Now, it's an understanding of the supernatural life. I got to close this. This is exactly what happened here. And Paul said to the people, he said, now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Somebody be of good cheer this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody be of good cheer this morning. Some mistakes may have happened. Some losses may have happened. Some harm may have been done. Some things may not be as perfect as you want them to be. But be of good cheer this morning, folks. I said, somebody be of good cheer this morning, folks. Why? Because we see into the supernatural that God has a good plan. That God has a good plan. That no matter what is happening, no matter what you have experienced, God is bringing a turnaround. I said, God is bringing a turnaround. Let me prophesy to you. There is unprecedented favor ahead of you right now. In the name of Jesus, you are about to turn the corner. And when you turn the corner, there's unprecedented favor that is coming in your direction. Hallelujah. Shalom, nothing missing, nothing broken. Whatever the enemy thought he stole from you, he's about to restore sevenfold. God is about to translate you to a realm where you have never been. He's about to change your story so that you become the envy of the nations around you. Woo! I feel so excited this morning. I'm not sure why this is happening, but was that on Friday when Pastor Stella was talking to us and she was sharing with us recently, the president of Ghana was doing something, and she was privileged to be the one who she did opening and closing prayer. She was ministering in the same place with her. Now that was like, it was exciting and all of that. And there's a lot of things about that. But then yesterday, Pastor Alan was telling us he met the vice president of Nigeria in a conference in Florida just recently. I'm going to that conference next year. No, we have agreed. He actually called to tell us that. He was in the same elevator with the vice president of Nigeria and his bodyguard in the same elevator. And, you know, there are some things ordained by God for your future. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 9, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and it has not yet entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. I just want you to know, you may be in a sinking ship right now, but when you turn the corner, when this episode is over, and you turn the corner, there's unprecedented favor like you have never experienced that is coming into your direction. You are about to rise to a level. You are about to experience something that you have never experienced before in your life. God is about to do something that will cause the ears of people to tingle, to tingle. Let me close right here. Let me close. When he finished in this Melita in Acts chapter 28, when he shook the viper into, everybody thought he's going to die. He just shook that viper into the fire. The Amplified Bible says, I'm not sure if it's verse. What verse is this? He says, in the Amplified, he says, they just kept saying he is a God. They just kept. They didn't say one time. They were just so mesmerized by this man. This is a man that just came out of shipwreck. He was supposed to die in that ocean. If you left it to the devil, he would have killed him in that ocean. He swam. He held on to his life by swimming on a plank of a boat to get to shore. When he rose, what verse is that? 28 verse 6. Put that up for me, please. There on in the Amplified, Acts 28, 6. Thank you. Look at this. But they stood watching and expecting him to swell up or suddenly drop dead because of the viper. But after they had waited a long time, and they saw nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds, and they began to say, and they began saying he was a god. There's that other one Amplified classic, I think it is, because there's one translation that says, there it is, thank you, that's it, right there. But when they had watched him a long time and saw nothing fatal or harmful come to him, they changed their minds and they kept saying it over and over and over. He is a God. He is a God. He is a God. They were so mesmerized. This man should have died in the ocean. This man should not have made it to shore. This man now finally, a viper wrapped itself around his hand. This man should not have survived it. But he simply shook the viper. And right after that, they kept saying, he is a God, he's a God. Right after this revival broke out, people started healings, supernatural healings, prosperity, all sorts of unprecedented favor. That's where you are headed. That's all I wanted to tell you this morning. That's all I came to tell you. That's where you are going. Unprecedented favor is just around the corner for you. Shout hallelujah, somebody. If you believe that, unprecedented favor is just around the corner for you. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what has not yet entered into the heart of man, God has prepared for you. The Holy Spirit is revealing things concerning you. He's elevating you. He's lifting you. He's showering you. He's establishing you. Help me, Holy Ghost. Let's close. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, somebody. Say with me, I believe in the supernatural. All right, as we close today, like we did at Elo, what's our job? We must get closer to him every day, folks. This is not official business. This is our life. We don't just do this when we are preaching. We don't just do this when we are singing. We don't just do this when people are looking to us. No. We don't just do this when we need a miracle. No. We live this supernatural life every day. Every day we get close to the Lord. We get close to the Holy Spirit. Every day we acknowledge him, Holy Spirit. Every day we recognize the development of our mind. We thank God for the blessings of developed minds. But every day we listen to what the supernatural God is saying. Sometimes it agrees with what our mind is trying to do. But many times it doesn't. And whenever the supernatural God says, son, daughter, I want you to do this. Or I want you to do that. It doesn't make sense right now, but that's what we need to do. We need to live that supernatural life every day. We need to prioritize the word of God every day. We need to walk with the Holy Spirit every day. We need to believe the word of God and practice the word of God. We need to pray in the Spirit every day. Pray in the Spirit. The Bible says when you pray in the Spirit, hallelujah, you are building yourself up on your most holy faith. Glory to God. We every day we need to open our spiritual eyes and look out for what the Holy Spirit is trying to show us. Every day we need to pray. Every day we need to ask God, God, what do you want me to do about this? What do you want me to do about that? We don't lean on our minds to make our decisions. Every day we need to trust God. You may be going through a shipwreck right now, but don't worry about it. Just trust God. Just trust God. With every difficulty, with every challenge, just trust God. Get close to Him. Closer and closer and more intimate with Him. And as you do that, then go back and live your natural life and enjoy your natural life. And from time to time, inside of you, the Bible says, out of them will flow rivers of living water. From time to time, you sense the Holy Spirit stirring things up. Set yourself apart again. Hear Him. Check things out. Pray. Be quiet. See what the Lord is asking you to do. Go do it. And then go back and live and enjoy your natural life. That's it. Every day, this is how we live. You may be at work. You may be doing the most natural thing conceivable. But that river begins to flow from within you. There's something stirring inside you. You don't understand it in your mind. But you can say, you just quietly hold yourself back and just quieten your spirit and listen and find out and do whatever the Lord is nudging you to do. And when you have peace about it, then you go right back and you continue your natural chore. And glorify God every day and trust God every day. And expect unprecedented favor. It's just around the corner, folks. I can see it. I can see it. I can see it. It's unprecedented favor. Somebody ought to be rejoicing about this morning. We're in October 2024. Hallelujah. We're entering into unprecedented favor. Something good is about to happen to you. Hallelujah. Something good is about to happen to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Everybody lift up your hands. Let's close our Father, we thank you today. Go ahead. Bless His holy name. Thank Him. Thank Him for loving you the way He does. Thank Him for being your heavenly Father. Thank Him for being so gracious and merciful to you. Thank Him for loving you. Thank Him for being so kind. Thank Him for being so faithful. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Love on Him. Love on Him. Yeah, glory to God, because you recognize how good His plan is for your future. The Bible says, God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good, not of evil, to bring you to an expected end. Thank Him for the great future. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him in spite of this natural world. Thank Him that we are called to a higher place. Thank Him you are called to a higher life. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him today. Thank Him today. Hallelujah. Your life is getting better. Thank God. You are getting more prosperous. Thank God. You are getting more established in destiny. Thank God. No matter the opposition. Thank God. No matter the adversity. Thank God. You are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. Woo. Woo-hoo. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. Rivers are flowing, my friends. Rivers. Rivers of healing. Rivers of great grace. Rivers of prosperity. Plenty is coming your way. Plenty. Rivers of favor. Rivers of favor. Rivers of wisdom. Rivers of glory. Rivers of elevation. Rivers of distinction. Hallelujah.
No matter what you do, if you're a professional person in your career, there's steps that God is taking you on. Elevation is happening for you. There's a measure of promotion you are about to experience like you have never experienced before in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are in the ministry, there's a measure of grace and anointing that is coming upon your life like never before. It's about to happen to you. If you are in business, there's open doors that are coming your way like you have never experienced before. If you are raising a family, God is about to blow your mind by doing some things you have never even imagined in the name of the Lord Jesus. No matter what you do, unprecedented favor is right around the corner. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say it with me. I commit to the supernatural. Come on, say it strong from your heart. Say, I commit to the supernatural. Say, I believe God. I believe in the supernatural God. I am a God child. I'm a love child of the supernatural God. I am no ordinary or natural person. I am an extraordinary supernatural being born of the seed of God himself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your holy word today. Thank you, God, for ministering to us. Thank you, God, for elevating us. Thank you for blessing us. We give you the glory today. We give you the praise. Hold on to somebody's hands around you. Hallelujah. Let's close this service out. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's so much joy. So much joy is flowing like a river. The devil is so upset. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my. We just crushed it, said. Somebody walk, just stand, just stomp. Stomp, is that the word? Stomp your foot. Just what are you doing? I'm crushing the head of that adversity, of that viper in the name of Jesus. I'm establishing in the natural, the supernatural victory that God has already given me. Hallelujah. I'm walking in plenty. I'm walking in blessing. I'm walking in prosperity. I'm walking in favor. Hallelujah. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. Everything that I lay my hands upon to do prosper in the name of Jesus. The walls of Jericho, they fall in my presence on their own accord. The prison doors open on their own accord in the name of Jesus. I'm walking through doors. I'm being elevated. I'm being promoted. I'm being raised up. I'm being established in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.